Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, February the 24th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, angry Ukrainians put out a warrant for their own president. Then, what the FDA's new regulations could mean for organic food in the U.S. And gun control backfires on Piers Morgan. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of Morgan. We'll soon see the end of CNN.
Well, Piers Morgan and Obama are learning the true meaning of blowback. As Piers Morgan's ratings fall to the cellar and his show gets canceled, Obama is seeing gun sales rise to the highest level they've been. And, of course, the Supreme Court is sitting on the sidelines quibbling about the semantics of the Second Amendment. And this story today from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars, it says Piers Morgan admits gun control advocacy led to his show being axed. Now, if you remember, Alex is about the only blip that he's had in his show in a constant downturn since he took it over. But the very fact that he wouldn't have Alex back on the show showed that they really weren't concerned about news or ratings, simply about pushing their agenda, and they didn't think they did a very good job of that either. Now, look at his comments. He said, "I'm a British guy debating American cultural issues, including guns." Well, you know what? There's a lot more than just cultural issues involved. Yes, there is a cultural difference. They've done a lot to make people afraid of gun owners and afraid of guns. But it's far more than that. As Alex pointed out, it's about our fundamental rights. It's about keeping this country safe from criminals as well as from tyrants. And really, Piers Morgan is nothing other than just a tool. It's pretty clear when he got a free pass from both the U.S. and the U.K. government, even though he is involved in a wiretapping scandal, one that he was masterminding at the newspaper where he was an editor, and he gets free pass. He gets to leave the country, come over here, not get extradited. Alex is going to have a lot more about this at the end of the show, so stay tuned. He's going to tell you what this tells us about CNN and the rest of the mainstream media. Now, as far as Obama and firearm sales, they're going through the roof, as we all know, last year. We've now seen the sales figures from 2012 released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And we see that just in the first 4 years, from 2009 to 12, that he's sold more firearms than were sold by the entire 8 years of the Bush administration. So he sold about 25 million. Actually, it's about the same amount, 25 and 26. But in 2013, if you look at this graph at the bottom of the article there, there's a, you can see that's going straight up, and they say, wait until you see the figures for 2013. Well, of course, we all know that. You couldn't get guns, you couldn't get ammunition. If you were in the market, you certainly know that. And things are changing now at the state level. As we pointed out in an article today, there's a pushback at Missouri. They're starting to exercise their 10th Amendment rights against overreach by the federal government. But, of course, the Supreme Court is not necessarily going to be our ally on this. We've had two Supreme Court decisions back in 2008 and then 2010 that came down on the right side that says, yes, the right of the people is an individual right. It's not a collective right. It's not something that you get for being in the National Guard. They came down on the right issue of that in both Washington, D.C., and Heller versus D.C., and in Chicago, McDonald versus Chicago. That second case was to establish that it was a right everywhere, not just in the District of Columbia. So now they're looking at other aspects. They wanted to get them to take a look at the carry aspect of it. What does it mean to bear arms now that we have had their pronouncement that it's an individual right, even though, of course, Washington, D.C. and Chicago have found other ways to infringe those rights? And that's another discussion we'll have to have as to what exactly does the word infringe mean. We certainly know what it means because we've seen the governments doing it. But they have rejected hearing a couple of court cases that people were hoping would bring the issue up of what it means to bear arms. But these two cases, actually there was three cases, I believe, but a couple of them were questioning the rights to withhold firearms from people between the ages of 18 and 21, even though they're old enough to fight in the Army. Now, there are still other open carry cases that are going to be coming before the Supreme Court for review. There was Peruta versus the County of San Diego, which just happened February the 13th. A lot of people feel that that, as well as some other cases, may be heard. But this article that came out yesterday where a former Supreme Court justice wants to add five words to the Second Amendment. This is reported from BizPack Review. You know what? The Supreme Court justices just don't get it. they don't get to amend the Second Amendment. That's not how it gets amended. There is a constitutional process, and it's not by a Supreme Court decision. And he lost this argument in both 2008 and 2010. Heller and McDonald, he lost the argument that says the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia. Those are the words that he wants to add. He wants to make it a condition of serving in the militia. Well, the militia isn't something you serve in. The militia is the people. That's why it is a right of the people. Now, we reported last Thursday, we had an interview. We were trying to get some information from the FCC about their planned new study that was going to intrude into the content of newsrooms. It was going to study the newsrooms. So we tried to get some information about that study. They completely stonewalled us. You saw that if you watched that on the nightly news last Thursday. Then on Friday, we reviewed it, talked a little bit more detail about it on the Alex Jones radio show. And then Friday evening, the FCC announced that they are going to cancel that study, if you can believe them. This is a report from the Daily News. It says the FCC backs down from a study and won't ask journalists how they gather the news. Under a government research project, questioning reporters on their news gathering has caused the FCC commission to rethink its approach. Well, maybe and maybe not. Because if you look at their article, it says the FCC spokesperson announced that the questions targeted to journalists would be scrapped and the study would be reworked. Well, it wasn't just journalists that they were going to be asking questions to. They were also going to be asking questions to editors, to managers, to many people there, even to newspapers. The FCC has no jurisdiction over newspapers. The FCC was created simply to allocate in an orderly manner the frequencies that were available that belong to the public. They're not there to get involved in content. And so you have to ask yourself, what are they going to do in the future? Are they going to continue to ask these other questions? Are they going to try to involve themselves in the content that people are putting out? You know, when this was reported, the Washington Post, as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out, had the headline, "Proposed FCC Study of News Organizations Sparks Conservative Outcry." And they quickly changed that and removed the word conservative because the liberal papers weren't really concerned about that. Was this planned to be something like we see with the IRS, where they start auditing all these different Tea Party groups and then giving the information to their opponents to embarrass them or to single them out for criminal investigation? If they're going to embed themselves into studios, would they find people that were the movers and shakers against the government's agenda and then target them individually? It's very troubling to see this kind of thing happen. And it now brings up the point as to what is the FCC going to do about the Comcast merger? We already know that the mainstream media has effectively merged with the government. But we know that the government wants to get the, not only the content providers, which Comcast is part of, but also the delivery system. They want to have one company that they can deal with, one person they can deal with, instead of just five media companies. They'll now, if these first and second largest providers merge, they're going to have one giant company and three smaller ones, so they will probably merge, and then you can eventually have one. That is a very dangerous situation. What will the FCC do about that? We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, the Ukraine is actually deposed the dictator that was there, Yanukovych. He's now on the run. This is reported from Business Insider that they have now put out an arrest warrant for Viktor Yanukovych. They say it's clear that he's lost power in Kiev, and they put on Facebook, of all places, that they were going to come after him for the deaths of protesters. And now it leaked the details of his palatial residence. It's half the size of the country of Monaco. It's got a private zoo, private golf course, a floating restaurant that looks like a pirate ship. A little bit of irony there. But are they going to get rid of this dictator and then jump into the frying pan of the EU? Because we've seen how the EU bankers have deposed elected leaders and put bankers in charge in both Italy and Greece. This is something they ought to watch, the debate that's coming up between Nigel Farage and Nick Clegg. This is going to be an amazing debate. As the BBC reported it, the EU debate with Nigel Farage will be tough for Nick Clegg. That is the understatement of the century. I would pay to see this on pay-per-view, to see someone debate Nigel Farage. And especially on the EU, this is something people in Ukraine seriously, though, should take a look at and see why those in Britain and many other places are concerned about the EU and why they should stay out of it. But this is going to be an amazing debate, and I can't understand anyone wanting to get into that debate unless they've got the mentality of a third-rank bank clerk, as Nigel Farage would point out. Well, you know, there's been a lot of attacks on family farms, and we've got an interview tonight with someone who has a family farm and has been under attack for almost 3 years now, but a new attack is surfacing. We've had attacks in the past from the Labor Department. It's just a year ago that Obama's Labor Department said that they were going to strengthen rules on child farm labor. That was a CNN headline. We've also seen that the EPA said that they were going to start regulating dust on the farm. Well, both of those were fought back, and now we have some new proposed regulations that are coming from the FDA. The LA Times reports that planned food safety rules are riling organic farmers. And listen to the way this is presented. This guy's got a farm, and he says a guy walked up to him, and the guy said, "This is my badge. These are the fines. This is what is hanging over your head, and we want you to know that." Just outright intimidation. What are they intimidating them about? Well, the fact that they use natural fertilizer, the fact that they make their fertilizer instead of buying it from a giant petrochemical farm, the fact that they don't use pesticides. They're coming after small family farms. They're looking for every angle that they can. This is very disturbing. And they portray this as if it were coming from consumers. We all know where this is coming from. It's coming from big agro. The Food and Drug Administration is their weapon to take down their competition. And it isn't just a concern to individual farmers. This is something you should be concerned about, because this is the type of tactic they use against every small business. And this is going to affect you as a consumer of food. And we all are consumers of food. It's going to concern your access to healthy and safe heritage foods, things that are not grown in a factory environment, things that are not genetically engineered. That's something we should all be concerned about. And we have an interview right after the break with someone who has been fighting the government on this very issue. So please stay tuned.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, welcome back. Now, we've talked a lot about Monsanto's GMO pollen cross-contaminating other fields, and instead of treating it as a trespass, they're allowed to treat it as if it was property theft. And we've also talked about how the government will come after raw milk producers, even SWAT teaming them. There are many issues of this where they are coming after our food supply. One of these that we haven't talked about too much, we've had a couple of interviews with him in the past, but this is a two-year struggle with a farmer in Michigan and other farmers who are having their pigs declared as an invasive species. And the state is trying to destroy those pigs as well as their livelihood. So joining us today is Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres. Welcome, Mark. I wish we were talking under better circumstances. I wish we could be talking just about why people want to grow their own food, why they want to have good, clean, healthy heritage type of crops and animals. But instead, we're talking about how you're being persecuted by the state of Michigan. Tell us why they're coming after your pigs. What's different about your pigs versus the pigs of those people who are politically connected?
Well, they came out with a list of characteristics, and if your pig has even one of those characteristics, they say that your pig is feral. Mm-hmm. And there's 9 characteristics. A person can look at those on the Department of Natural Resources website if they want, but one of the characteristics is the tail structure. They say if your pig has a straight tail or a curly tail, that your pigs are illegal. So I think the politically corrected people, connected people, their pigs have curly tails or straight tails. So I think it's all of our pigs. It's just they're going to depend on who can do it and who can't.
Yeah.
Who can raise animals and who can't. I think that's what it is more.
That's amazing. Now, there are some other real differences, though, with your pigs as well, because your pigs are not kept in a factory environment. So the meat is qualitatively different, just like people will get heritage plants or they want raw milk. There are consumers out there who would like to have the choice of a different kind of meat. Tell us how your meat is different.
Well, we raise them outside on pasture, so they're inherently more healthy than pigs that are raised in confinement. And we have no need to give them any kind of antibiotics or growth stimulants or anything like that. So, they're just more healthy, and then being that they're outside all the time, they exercise, they dig, they root, they eat dirt, they take in the nutrients they need to create the body that they were intended to have, and their meat will be dark red instead of the other white meat that the pork industry puts out.
That's right. And there's a lot of people who understand the benefits of having, say, grass-fed beef or free-range chickens because they don't want those kinds of steroids and other things that they do in a factory environment. They want a healthier animal that they're going to be eating. That's a premium product that people are willing to pay for. Consumers should be interested in this, not just farmers. And it's not just farmers, it's all businesses. If they can come in because somebody is politically connected and come after you, that's a very dangerous thing regardless of what business you're in. But tell us how this started. This has been going on for like 2 years now.
It's actually, it's 32 months that this has been going on. We were ordered to depopulate our animals by April 1st of 2012 or face felony arrest.
Wow.
And big fines. And I questioned that. And when I questioned it, I started getting a lot of flack from the Department of Natural Resources. And so we wound up having to sue them for clarification of their declaratory ruling. We just wanted clarification on it. And then they countersued us with a $700,000 fine. Wow. And a threat for felony arrest if we didn't comply, and threat to arrest my children, threatened to fine my customers, which destroyed my customer base, you know, instantly.
Yes.
So there, at that point, we realized that their strategy was to just starve us and then we would go away. But, the American people have come alongside of us and, helped us to keep the farm going.
Wow.
And be able to maintain our lawyers, fees and court costs and things like that.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's, bakersgreenacres.com is your website if people want to know how they can help you there. Now, you have something that is, where are you now in the process? You've got a court date coming up this week, don't you?
Yes, we do. Actually, we had a hearing last Wednesday because the Department of Natural Resources, had a revelation and they decided that our pigs were okay.
Oh, really?
After all this time. All this money, yeah.
Wow.
Had a revelation that our pigs were fine, and they contacted our lawyer and said that they were going to drop their countersuit and that they wanted us to drop our suit for clarification. And And we said, no, we can't at this point because we can't continue our business with their declaratory ruling out there that says any pig with a straight tail or a curly tail is illegal. We just, you can't build a business around that.
Right.
So then they went to the judge and wanted the judge to dismiss the case. And they called for a hearing last Wednesday. And it was really something to see. We had 100 people in the room that drove from all over the state, patriot type folks. And we were there. Our lawyer was there. The judge was there. But the attorney from the attorney general's office didn't show up and called in 20 minutes prior and said that the weather was a little too much for him and he wasn't going to be able to make it. Hmm. So it was real interesting. And the judge wasn't thrilled. And so it was rescheduled for this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Well, maybe they think that they can wait you out and that the people who showed up won't come again.
Maybe they ought to know better now. Yeah.
I think, you know, they've got an army of lawyers who are paid to do nothing but come after you. And here you are, a family farmer trying to survive on your own farm against this kind of outrageous persecution. It's just an amazing story. And I look at what the Stalinists did to the people in the Ukraine. I mean, that's part of the backstory about what's going on in the Ukraine. They starved the people out by coming after the farmers and doing things that were just purely arbitrary, giving them quotas to do, telling them what they could raise, what they couldn't raise. This is what Mao did in China. If you want the final step of coming after the people is to come after their food supply, but it's even broader than that. They have absolutely no constitutional authority to do this. People need to understand that they needed to pass a constitutional amendment to get alcohol prohibited because they had no authority to do that. And they don't have the authority to keep vital medicine away from people or food, but it's the same Food and Drug Administration that is doing both. They're prohibiting all medicines unless they're expressly permitted. And now we've got, because this is the state of Michigan that you're fighting with, but this is probably something that is a test case for the rest of the country, don't you believe?
I think that's correct. And I think you're also right. They do not have the authority to do this, or else they would have just come in here and taken my property and arrested me, but they didn't.
Yes.
The Fifth Amendment clearly states that we're guaranteed life, liberty, and property. And if they want to take that either one of those away from us, they have to go through due process of law, which they have not. So they are already in violation of the Constitution.
Yes. Well, let me ask you, there was a couple of violent incidents. They did come on your property and shot some of your pigs at one point, didn't they?
No, that wasn't me. That was another guy by the name of Dave Tuxbury.
Okay, all right. And there's other farmers that are there. Did some of them just cave and let all their pigs be killed then?
Most of them did.
Most of them.
Most of them. This is what they do. They come on with perceived authority.
Yes.
And they'll say, you don't want to get in trouble, do you? And the farmers say no, and then they'll say, well, then shoot all your pigs and everything will be fine.
Yep.
And the farmers do it because, you know, they don't know better.
That's the way they take our rights in every sphere. That's what they do at the airports. They have no real authority to violate the Fourth Amendment and turn everybody into a suspect and to search our person. I mean, that's one of the main things they'd be prohibited from, but they do it by intimidation under color of law, and they have no legal authority to do that. But they did put out a threat and made some very inflammatory remarks about you just about a month ago, didn't they? In terms of being a gun-toting nut or lunatic or something?
Yeah. That was United States Department of Ag is what that was. That was USDA, a field agent, briefed one of our old customers that he was briefed from his chain of command that they were to stay away from us because we were, or stay away from me and the farm because we're gun waving lunatics. And, you know, that didn't help our case any at all because it just puts every law enforcement person that I have to interface with on edge.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen that over and over again that the federal government loves to characterize anyone who opposes their illegal actions as a gun-toting nut or somebody who is a possible terrorist threat. We see this in the training scenarios by the military. Frequently they talk about how Christians and people who talk about the Constitution, limited government, are the ones who are pulling off terrorist events. So this is how Washington gets involved. Once Washington gets involved, they try to demonize you as a dangerous terrorist. So that's very, very concerning. Now, you wrote to the local sheriff and asked them for clarification about this and what their attitude was, or tell us what happened after that.
Actually, what I did is I had to create a paper trail on that to document the whole thing. So I called the sheriff's department and I said I wanted to make a police report, and they came out, they took the report, but then they refused to investigate it. And it ended right there. But I believe the sheriff's career ended right there as well.
Yeah.
Because the people of the county realized that they could be put in the same situation. And why do they want a county sheriff that's like that in place, that has shown that he will not stand up?
Yes, yes.
For their rights. Go.
Well, Mark, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for taking a stand, because this is not just about pigs. It's not just about Michigan. This is really broad, and we have to start standing up for our rights and not surrendering them by a gradual process of infringement through intimidation. And that's exactly what you've done. I know it's been a difficult thing for your family to try to survive and keep things going, keep the farm going, as you've been attacked in this. And how can people help you?
We're doing a fundraising campaign right now to try and take care of some legal debts that we have. And people that want to donate can go to bakersgreenacres.com, and there's a pledgey button there on the right that a person could make a donation if they were so inclined, and that would be greatly appreciated. That gives us the ammunition to continue the battle.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for doing this, for standing up for everybody's rights.
Thank you.
You know, it's amazing the hypocrisy of the government. It knows no bounds. The fact that they could call his pigs an invasive species when the Supreme Court supports the right of Monsanto to actually create invasive species in the laboratory and allow that pollen to cross-pollinate into natural heritage breeds and then treat that as if it was theft instead of a trespass. Just amazing. The hypocrisy of the government knows no bounds. This is not the fight of one farmer on his own. This is a fight for anybody, everyone in this country, to be able to have the kind of food that they want, whether they want natural, clean, heritage food, or whether they want something out of a factory, out of a laboratory. And it's also a fight for anyone who has a business and wants to have privacy and private property that they can have under the Constitution, enjoy the rights of a home that is not going to be invaded unless they're breaking a legitimate law. These laws are not legitimate. So we hope that you'll support him in this, that you'll stay tuned to find out what's going on with it. And we hope you'll support us too at Prison Planet TV. One subscription will allow you to share that with 10 other people simultaneously. It's a great way to get out the information, the news that everyone needs to hear, because we all need to hang in this together, or they're going to take us down separately by gradually infringing on our rights. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
When the news came out last night that Piers Morgan had been axed from CNN after 3 years of plunging ratings, many publications, like the Financial Times of London, gave me at least partial credit for his undoing. I'm here to set the record straight. Piers Morgan destroyed himself. He had 2 million viewers a night when he took over from Larry King 3 years ago. CNN promoted him like it was the second coming of Obama or Christ, and it fell flat on its face. Anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, pro-police state. Piers Morgan across the board is the classic fascistic fake liberal with the condescending British accent, the whole nine yards. And as news began to come out that he was at the head of a major hacking scandal in England, Time Warner and CNN have thrown the Brit overboard. Now, the folks over in England, they don't want him either. He's very unpopular. And this is a testament not just to the fall of Piers Morgan, It's a testament to the fact that dinosaur state-run media like MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times are not pertinent. They cannot set the agenda. And in fact, they're discredited and they're losing stock every single day with the American people and the people of the world. At the same time, the new alternative media is becoming the dominant media and filling the vacuum left by establishment prostitutes. When Rand Paul won his senatorial race a few years ago that I supported against all odds, Politico contacted me knowing I'm friends with the senator and said, how did he win against all of the media attacks from the left and the right? And I said, it's because the system attacked him that he won. The only way you can beat Rand Paul is to endorse him. That's how discredited you are. And only now is the corporate whore media beginning to figure this out. Piers Morgan is a thug. He's a bully. He had some of his security staff threaten me when I was leaving CNN after I handed him his ass. Buzz Bissinger on his show talked about how he wanted to kill me and how Piers Morgan should kill me, and Piers agreed that he'd like to shoot me.
Piers, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
If I would have said something like this, I would have never heard the end of it. Piers Morgan is an establishment hatchet man, and he's simply a rat in the coal mine, indicating that the entire political system is going down. Congress has a 6% approval rating. Mainstream media has between a 16 and 20 point approval rating in the trust area, and it's falling like a lead balloon. In closing, I want to say this. If CNN offered me a primetime TV show, I would only take it if I was absolutely not censored and had free speech. But that's not going to happen. They know that I would bring them massive ratings, as I did when I was on Piers Morgan's show. They know my radio show has at least 3 million listeners a day, bigger than any of their shows or four or five of their shows combined. They know that they're a paper tiger, a facade, the emperor's new clothes. And that's the last domino to fall, is that they are an empty husk. They are a hoax. They are a lie. And all their big studios and all their big systems are meant to project power and confidence. And the truth is they've discredited themselves. Only the truth could set CNN and MSNBC and others free. It would bring them ratings and success. But MSNBC got rid of Dylan Radigan when he came out and said both parties are controlled and are destroying us for offshore banks. And so they didn't renew his contract, even though he had the highest ratings on that channel. Another example of how they don't want real populism. They don't want a return to a real free market. They want this crony capitalist system where a few insiders control the economy and manipulate the people through the media. The problem is the establishment mouthpieces aren't working anymore. No amount of ending net neutrality or web IDs or taxation or regulation or cybersecurity is going to put the genie of free speech back in the bottle. That train left the station a long time ago. So the truth is, if I got a job at CNN, I would be discredited. Look at how Duck Dynasty has 15 million viewers, or The Bible has 15 million viewers, and Piers Morgan had like 400,000. People are rejecting anything establishment and going for anything traditional or anything that's seen as Americana. And that's a good thing. And it shows that we're beginning to win the info war thanks to all of you out there. So again, don't give me credit for helping to bring down Piers Morgan. We all did it together by standing up to him and by rejecting his message of tyranny. And in truth, he was arrogant about his support of evil. And that's why he was so easy to bring down. And he is a bellwether of the rest of the system that is collapsing in front of our eyes.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. And remember, if you're watching this transmission and taking action with the information, you are the resistance.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.